Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
Okay, the date is August the 17th. It is 0045 hours, and I'm talking to... Spell that for me?
Sure.
Go ahead and step a little closer.
Okay.
So I know the mic
sure.
Picks up. And you work for station?
45.
45, okay, and you're a firefighter?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a shift? I got it.
B shift.
B shift, okay. Yes. And do you have an ID number? Okay. What's the phone number to your station? You were working tonight?
Yes.
Okay, tell me what, you guys were at the station, or you were, when you got the call?
We were actually on our way over to cover station 40, Mount Meadows Fire Station in Moorburg.
Okay.
We came upon a deputy who just closed off the street. We were directed right on Spring.
Okay.
So we pulled, kind of see what was happening. Another deputy who had blocked up. I'm not quite sure what the street.
Okay.
Like North Street, but the first street up.
Okay.
And asked us to hold the stage in case he needed us. So we staged, I can't even tell you how long, probably approximately 45 minutes or so.
Okay.
Maybe longer. And.
Hello? Okay, we were off tape for just a second. I got a call from another detective. Okay, so you were staged. You thought it was about 45 minutes.
Yeah,
it
could have been longer.
Okay, but no problem there. And then?
And then we were called to come on down. We were clear to enter. I was met by, I got off the engine, my captain. I was met by a deputy.
Okay.
Who said there was one victim down in the drainage. I proceeded to get my bags.
Okay.
Rescue bag, trauma kit.
Right.
Defibrillator. Climbed over the guardrail, went down, probably half a dozen deputies were there and gave me kind of a quick rundown. The subject was, he was already cuffed.
All right.
He was speaking, he was alert,
all right.
Conscious.
All right.
I don't want to guess on his orientation. Because I went directly into the gunshots.
Okay.
I found one gunshot just below the navel. Yeah, probably, I think it was the lower left quadrant of the stomach.
Okay.
It was not a through and through. Checked his back. I cut off his shirt. He was not uncooperative, but he wasn't very cooperative either, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
Same.
Okay.
I was assisted by my engineer and AMR paramedics.
Okay.
But we were doing most of the work.
Okay.
So when we first got down there, so we're cutting, trying to get that. We're cutting to get a glove off. Could be a through and through gunshot to the. I'm not sure which hand because it was cuffed behind. So I.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you, but it was a through and through. Cleaned that up, proceeded to take his, cut his jeans off and see if there's any more wounds. There was another wound to his left foot, unknown if it was a gunshot or not. Also, we took his helmet off, and there appeared to be abrasion on the, back of, right back of his head.
Okay.
And we basically, we took his clothes off and we made sure there was no more gunshots. Did what we could for the ones that were there.
Okay.
Packaged him and brought him up.
Okay. All right. I'm going to just go back real quick over a
sure.
couple things you said. You said when you first got down there, there was about a half a dozen deputies.
Yeah, it seemed, I didn't count, but I mean,
sure.
That's what
no, it's your
ass. What it
yeah,
says.
This is nothing I'm going
right.
to hold you to.
Right.
Did you, work this area a lot? Did you recognize any of those deputies?
I do work this area, but, I'm stationed in Singing Valley, so
oh, okay.
I wasn't, wasn't really sure. I was trying to go over my head what I need
sure,
to do.
Sure, you're
so I wasn't
focused
really,
on your
yeah.
job, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said that somebody gave you a summary. What did they tell you?
Brief summary, it was a possible gunshot to the wound, or to the chest.
Okay.
Possible to the hand.
Okay.
Okay, all I remember hearing was chest, because I kind of focused in on that, because I was, you know, thinking, difficulty breathing, what are we going to do, you know.
Okay. Did they summarize what had taken place that resulted in the injury?
Not really. Not that I recall.
Okay. You know, all right.
No problem. He was just down there, that the deputies were assisting us any way they can with lights and
right.
And answering questions as far as, you know, talking to the subject who was down and were helping us.
Okay, tell me about the conversation. Let me clarify one thing. I work major crimes, okay? So
okay.
We're investigating this from that standpoint. I don't work personnel or internal affairs or whatever people want to refer to it as. So I don't, the
okay.
angle that I'm coming at this isn't from that, okay?
Right.
So just so you're...
No, they were very professional.
Yeah.
They were very professional.
No,
they did a good job.
I'm sure they, yeah, absolutely.
No, I mean, nothing. They were very helpful to us. And
right.
They were very polite to the...
And like I said, I wanted to clarify.
Yeah,
that.
And that's how it was. They stood there and they did their job. And when I asked
right.
them for light or what have you, they were more than happy to assist us. So
okay.
The only thing... One asked for a pair of gloves, of medical gloves, which, you know, that was fine with us.
Right.
Also, what I do recall is one of the paramedics wanted to uncuff him to get it, and one of the deputies, he would say he would do it, but was hesitant. He didn't really want to uncuff him there.
Right.
And then he didn't appear to be in any distress. I'm not a paramedic, I'm an EMT.
Right.
But any distress that he, you know... that he really needed to they ended up not cuffing him. The gentleman wanted to be covered down in his genital area, and I put a small gauze just to cover that, because the deputy, you know, and understandably wanted him to, you know, where he can see everything.
Right,
not
sure, that's cool.
So like I said, they were, anything we asked for, they were very helpful.
Oh, yeah. What I was just trying to clarify is that I'm not looking for...
Oh, I understand.
I wasn't looking for that kind of stuff.
But, I mean, that's what happened. So
yeah.
It was just, I mean, it was helpful to us.
Cool. Okay.
And they were, you know, made sure that we were safe. I asked one of the deputies, because we were in the drainage ditch, and the gentleman had his feet. I don't know what... I didn't want him kicking me, obviously. So I had one of the deputies make sure that his legs stayed where they
right.
were.
Right.
And I didn't even pay attention, but I didn't get kicked. So.
Right. Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of things was this guy saying?
He was coherent, but there was no difficulty breathing.
Okay.
So, his orientation, I'm not a doctor, but it seemed like he was impaired somewhat. You know, obviously he was shot a few times also, but it did seem that he was impaired.
Okay.
So, and I couldn't tell you on what.
Right.
I know they found something. I don't know what it was.
Okay. There,
but when we were doing our search, search for other words and whatnot.
Right. Okay.
So, but other than that, no, the deputies, they would answer. He was, you know, some profanities came out. He would, you know, say fuck this and fuck. But he wasn't yelling. He wasn't spitting. He wasn't doing anything.
Okay.
You know, he wanted to be covered. He kept saying, come on, man to man. Come on. Just, you know, you're a man. You're. And like I said, I kind of took the deputies. Because I know this appeared to me to be a serious incident, so I kind of took the deputy's lead as far as what he felt comfortable with, and that's how I went with it.
Did you hear the suspect say anything about a gun or why he did what he did or
no,
anything about
not at all.
The incident, the shooting
no, not
itself?
At all.
Nothing, okay.
Nothing. Like I said, I was focused pretty much because I had a couple gunshots.
Right.
Focused on getting the clothes off.
Okay.
Keeping the place as clean as possible, as far as there was a lot of blood,
right.
You know, so we were trying to, we didn't know what type of person we're dealing with,
right.
So
absolutely.
we're trying to keep the deputies clean,
right.
You know, so that's pretty much what's going through my mind.
Okay.
But I did not hear anything.
Anything
was,
at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I really didn't hear the deputies.
Did you see,
anything.
Okay, when you got down there, did you see any weapons laying around or anything?
No.
Laying about, no?
No.
Okay. Do you have anything that I haven't asked you about, or that you saw, heard, touched, felt, anything, smelled, that you think would be important?
I thought I smelled alcohol.
Okay.
But can't be positive on that.
Okay.
Plus, that's about it.
Cool. Okay. We'll conclude the interview. It's 0056.